This is Side 1, Section 1, Introduction. Welcome to the instructional tape for the Language Master 6000 Special Edition. The Language Master Special Edition, or SE for short, makes language references especially accessible to people who are blind or visually impaired, or speech impaired or learning disabled. The Language Master SE gives you access to 300,000 definitions, 500,000 synonyms, 110,000 spelling words, a 70-topic grammar guide, and other references. With it, you can check spellings, define words, find synonyms, get grammar help, save and play back messages, and play word games. And because it's a fully speaking reference, you can hear every word and key that a sighted person can see. The Language Master SE is packaged with a set of headphones, an AC adapter, 4 AA batteries, a set of press-on locator dots, a vinyl carrying case, printed instruction manuals, and this tape. This tape is divided into 12 tone-indexed sections. The sections are 1, the introduction, which you are listening to now, 2, getting started, 3, learning the keyboard, 4, changing the speech and screen settings, 5, hearing words and screens, 6, checking spellings, 7, finding dictionary entries, 8, finding thesaurus and other reference entries, 9, using the user word list, 10, using the message list, 11, playing the games, and 12, product care and technical specifications. Each section leads you through actual exercises on the Language Master SE, so have your Language Master SE in front of you when you begin. If this is the first time you've used the Language Master SE, we recommend that you listen to the sections in order. If you've used the Language Master SE before, you can go directly to a section by pressing fast forward on your tape machine and counting the tones that mark each section. Now go to Section 2, Getting Started. Section 2, Getting Started. In this section, you'll learn how to install and replace the batteries. You'll also learn how to turn on the Language Master SE and adjust the speaker volume. Please note that the Language Master SE will not work unless its batteries are properly installed. So listen to this section if you're using your Language Master SE for the first time. Also, don't worry if you forget to turn off the Language Master at the end of a session. It will shut off automatically after 3 minutes of non-use. Later in this manual, you'll learn how to adjust the automatic shut-off timing. Now let's remove the battery cover. First, place the machine in front of you with the keyboard on top. Next, move your fingers across the machine. Notice that it tapers toward the front, with a thicker end at the back where the batteries are housed. Next, turn the machine upside down with the thicker end away from you. Next, move your fingers across the thicker end until you feel the ridges of the battery cover. When you've found the ridges, push them away from you with your thumbs. As you do this, the battery cover should slip off. Keep the battery cover nearby to put on later. The Language Master SE runs on 4 AA batteries. Here's how to install them. First, put your fingers into the battery compartment and notice that it has 2 shallow channels with springs at opposite ends. Next, take 2 batteries in your hands and place them end to end with their positive terminals, the ends with the bumps, pointing to the left. Without changing their direction, put them in the lower channel. You may have to press them in. They fit snugly. Next, take 2 more batteries and place them end to end with their positive terminals pointing toward the right. Without changing their direction, put them in the upper channel of the battery compartment. Again, you may have to press them in. Finally, take the battery cover and slide it back onto the battery compartment from the top of the Language Master. Gently press the battery cover forward from the top. It should snap into place. When the batteries are running low, you will hear a warning message. Replace the batteries as soon as possible. If the batteries run out, your speech, screen, and game settings, as well as your user list and message list, may be erased. When you replace the batteries, use only high-quality alkaline or nickel-cadmium rechargeable batteries. To save your settings and lists, plug in the AC adapter before changing the batteries. Note that the AC adapter will not recharge your batteries. Now let's turn on Language Master SE. First, place the machine in front of you with the thick end away from you and the tapered end toward you. Next, move your fingers down across the top of the machine. As you do, feel the smooth display screen for sighted users. As your fingers move down, you'll feel a row of bar-shaped keys. The key at the far right of this row is the only recessed key on the keyboard. This is the on-off key. Press the on-off key now.
Ready.
This is the ready prompt. It's where you find words to check spellings, find definitions, find synonyms, get grammar help, and do other tasks. If you don't hear the ready prompt, the batteries may not be installed properly or the speaker volume may be turned down too low. To increase the volume, move your fingers across the right side of the machine. You'll feel two ridged wheels on its side. The wheel toward the front is the volume control. Next, move the volume control while pressing the on-off key. You should hear the goodbye and ready prompts becoming louder or softer. Now go to Section 3, Learning the Keyboard. Section 3, Learning the Keyboard. In this section, you'll learn the layout and basic functions of the keys. If you're using the Language Master SE for the first time, we recommend that you listen to all of this section. Later sections provide tutorial practice with specific keys. In this section, you'll also learn how to use the Identify mode, use the Where and Help keys, and play Keyboard Wizard, the game that makes learning the keyboard fun. Remember, the Language Master SE is packaged with a set of locator dots that you can press on keys you use often. Now let's get to know the keyboard. First, move your fingers across the keyboard. As you do, notice that the keys have many different sizes, shapes, and surfaces. Notice also that four keys have permanent raised dots, the F and the J keys in the middle of the keyboard, the back key at the upper right, and the ID key at the lower left. Now find and press the ID key. It's the small square key on the lower left with a raised dot on it. In the Identify mode, keys echo their names when you press them, but they do not type letters or perform functions. The Identify mode makes learning the keyboard easier. Next, randomly press keys at the bottom of the keyboard.
Space. Forward. Reverse.
The keys at the bottom help you type words and move around reference entries. Reference entries are screens of reference information such as word lists, dictionary definitions, synonyms and antonyms, grammar topics, and so on. If you've used a computer, you're familiar with many of these bottom keys. Let's learn about them one by one. First, press the long rectangular key at the bottom left. When you hold the Shift key and press another key, the second key is shifted. Letter keys can be shifted to type capital letters. The down and up arrow keys can be shifted to zoom down and up reference entries. The spell key can be shifted to say letters as words. The say key can be shifted to open the dynamic pronunciation guide, and the clear key can be shifted to reset menus to their default settings. Next, press the two square keys to the right of the Shift key.
Reverse. Forward.
These keys help you flip through references alphabetically or sequentially. Next, press the long rectangular key at the bottom.
Space.
This key types spaces, allowing you to hear phrases and sentences and add them to the message list. Next, press the square key to the right.
Question mark.
This key types question marks. As you learn later in this tape, question marks have a special spelling function on the Language Master SE. Next, press the key above the question mark key.
Asterisk.
Like question marks, asterisks can be used for spell checking, as you'll learn later. Next, press the key to the right.
Period.
This key types periods. Next, press the four square keys just below and to the right.
Left, up, down, right,
You will use these direction keys often. On the keyboard, they're symbolized by arrows. By pressing left, right, down, and up arrow keys, you can select and hear any word in a reference entry. Next, press the large key shaped like an upside-down L at the far right.
Enter.
The Enter key spell checks words and gets dictionary definitions. It also chooses menu options. Now press the large capsule-shaped key with grooves across its center.
Faster. Slower.
The Fast Slow key changes the speech speed. The upper section increases the speed, the lower section decreases it. Next, move your fingers to the F and J keys, the keys in the middle with raised dots on them. Press the F and J keys and other surrounding keys now.
F, J, H, P, T, Y.
The letter keys are arranged like a familiar typewriter keyboard. They include an apostrophe key and a hyphen key. Can you find them? Here's a hint. They're on the right side.
Apostrophe.
This key types apostrophes. It can be shifted to type quotation marks, too.
Hyphen.
This key types a hyphen. At references, it also spells words with their hyphenation points spoken. Now that you've learned about the typewriter and letter keys, let's explore the function keys. First, move your fingers up to the row of 11 oval keys above the letter keys. These oval keys are function keys. A function key performs one function, such as getting synonyms or grammar topics. Next, press the oval function key on the far left.
Say.
This key says words that you type or words that you select in references. Move along the row of function keys. Press the next oval key to the right.
Message.
This key opens the message list. In the message list, you can save and hear messages for augmentative communication. Next, press the oval key to the right.
List.
This key opens the user word list in which you can save words for study or gameplay. Next, press the oval function key to the right.
Add.
This key adds words to the user word list or messages to the message list. Next, press the oval key to the right.
Remove.
This key removes words from the word list or messages from the message list. The remaining oval function keys control the Language Master SE's references. Press the oval function key to the right of the remove key now.
Dictionary.
This key gets definitions from the Language Master SE's dictionary, except at menus it does the same thing as the Enter key. Moving across the row of oval function keys, press the next key to the right.
Thesaurus.
This key gets thesaurus entries containing synonyms and antonyms. Next, press the oval key to the right.
Classmates.
This key gets classmates, words classified by subject such as lion and tiger. Next, press the oval key to the right.
Grammar.
This key gets grammar topics from the grammar guide. Next, press the next function key to the right.
Confusables.
This key gets confusables, words that are commonly confused because they sound alike. Next, press the last oval key on the right.
Max.
This key has a raised dot on it because you'll use it often. At the ready prompt, the back key erases words like a backspace key. At reference entries, the back key takes you back to the screen you were at. There are still other function keys to learn, the small bar-shaped keys located above the oval keys. Let's learn about them now. First, move your fingers to the row of bar-shaped keys on the upper left of the keyboard. Next, press the bar-shaped key on the far left.
Read.
The Read key is one of the most important keys because it stops and starts the reading of screens. Whenever you want to hear what's being displayed on the screen, press the Read key. Next, press the bar-shaped key to the right.
Spell.
This key spells words that you type or words that you select in screens. If you hold the Shift key while pressing the Spell key, you will hear words spelled using Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, rather than the alphabet. Next, press the bar-shaped key to the right.
Play.
This key opens the games menu. It's the key you press when you want to play one of the word games. Next, press the bar-shaped key to the right.
Where?
This key always tells you where you are. By pressing the where key, you can hear what screen you're at and if other reference information is available for a word. Now move your fingers to the row of bar-shaped special keys at the upper right of the keyboard. Press the key at the left end of this row now.
Menu.
This key opens the speech and setup menus. These menus let you change the speech and screen settings. Next, press the bar-shaped key to the right.
Help.
The help key is very important. By pressing it, you can always hear a context-sensitive help message. This means the help message is appropriate to the current screen. Next, press the bar-shaped key to the right.
Clear. Identify mode off. Ready.
This key clears the screen and returns you to the ready prompt where you can type words. It's the only key that performs its function when the identify mode is on. That's why we waited until the end to press it. There's one key left which you already know. It's the recessed key to the right of the clear key, the on-off key. But don't press the on-off key now. Instead, let's learn how to use the very important where and help keys. First, the where key. It's on the far right of the bar-shaped keys at the upper left of the keyboard. Press the where key now.
You are at the typing screen.
Pressing the where key always tells you where you are, in this case at the typing screen. When you're at reference entries, dictionary definitions, synonym lists, and so on, pressing where also tells you if other reference entries are available for a word. The help key is in the row of bar-shaped keys at the upper right. If you press it now, you will hear a help message describing the main keys. Remember, you can always hear an appropriate help message by pressing the help key. Finally, there's a fun way to practice your keyboard knowledge. Play Keyboard Wizard. First, press the play key. It's a bar-shaped key at the upper left of the keyboard.
Select a game, 10 games. A, keyboard,
next,
wizard.
Press A.
A, keyboard, wizard. Speed menu. Press enter to start the game. Press down or up to hear the next or previous option. The current option is 5 medium.
Keyboard Wizard challenges you to zap keys before they fall to the bottom of the screen. You can stop the game at any time by pressing the clear key. Next, press the enter key to start playing.
Identify. Say. Ready.
Now go to section 4, changing the speech and screen settings. Section 4, Changing the Speech and Screen Settings. In this section, you'll learn how to change the Language Master's SE speech speed using the fast-slow key. You'll also learn how to select speech and screen settings from the speech and setup menus. By changing the speech and screen settings, you can customize the Language Master SE to fit your needs and educational level. First, let's learn how to change the speech speed. The fast-slow key is the large, capsule-shaped key on the right side of the keyboard. By pressing the fast-slow key, you can change the speech speed at any time. Press the upper part of the key to increase the speed and the lower part to decrease it. A simple way to test the speed is to press the fast-slow key and then press the where key. The where key is a bar-shaped key at the upper middle of the keyboard. When you press the fast-slow key and then the where key, you will hear increasing fast or slow readings of this message.
You are at the typing screen.
Using the fast-slow and where keys, adjust the speech speed to your liking now. Now that the speech speed is set, let's learn how to change the other speech settings. First, press the menu key. It's a bar-shaped key at the upper middle of the keyboard.
Speech menu. Write for setup menu. Press enter when you hear the option you want. Press down or up to hear the next or previous option. The current option is turn off full speech mode.
You are at the speech menu. The speech menu has 5 pairs of settings, so there are 10 options in total. Next, press the read key to hear the speech menu. The read key is the bar-shaped key at the upper left.
Turn off full speech mode. Turn off keyboard echo. Turn off e-click. Speak letters as words. Turn off menu instructions.
You hear the alternative, not the current speech settings. In other words, the settings you heard are the ones not in effect. For example, if you heard turn off full speech mode, you'll know that the full speech mode is currently on. If you want to hear a help message describing all the speech settings, press the help key now. The help key is in the row of bar-shaped keys at the upper right. When you're done, press the back key to go back to the speech menu. The back key is the oval key at the upper right with a raised dot on it. Which speech settings should you use? Here are some tips. If you select turn off full speech mode, you only hear words when you press the speech keys, read, say, and spell. It's intended primarily for sighted users. If you select turn off keyboard echo, the keys will not echo their names. Use this setting only when you are thoroughly familiar with the keyboard. If you select turn off key click, the chirp-like key click is silenced. As you become familiar with the keyboard, you may want to turn off the keyboard echo, yet keep the key click on. If you select speak letters as words, you will hear words spelled as Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, rather than as A, B, C. If the keyboard echo is also on, keys will echo as Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, too. Use this setting to clearly distinguish letters. If you select Turn Off Menu Instructions, you'll hear only the name of the menu and the current option when you open a menu. You can hear the full menu by pressing the Read key, however. If you want to keep the current settings, the settings not on the menu at this time, simply press the Clear key. You'll return to the Ready prompt. If, however, you want to change a setting, here's how. First, press the Down key until you hear the setting you want to choose. Next, press the Enter key. You'll return to the Ready prompt with the setting changed. To change another setting, press the Menu key and repeat the selection process. Now let's learn about the Setup menu. The Setup menu lets you change screen settings as well as the automatic shutoff time. To get to the Setup menu, press the Menu key and then press the right arrow key.
Setup menu. Left or speech menu. Use large type.
Like the speech menu, the Setup menu settings are in pairs. There are 4 pairs, so you have 8 options in total. First, press the Read key to hear the Setup menu settings you can select.
Use large type. Set shutoff time. Display capital letters only. Do not display inflections.
Like the speech menu, the Setup menu settings you heard are the alternative settings. That is, they are not the current settings. If you want to hear a help message describing the Setup menu settings, press the Help key now. When you're done, press the back key. The setup menu settings you'll probably use most often are those controlling the automatic shutoff and inflections in dictionary entries. The automatic shutoff turns off the Language Master SE when you forget to press the on-off key. If you want to change the shutoff time, select the set shutoff time setting. Inflections, plurals, past tenses, and so on, normally follow the entry or main word in dictionary entries. If you don't want to hear these inflections, you can delete them by selecting the Do Not Display Inflections setting. If you want to change these or other setup menu settings, press the Up key until you hear the setting you want, then press the Enter key. If you select Set Shutoff Time, you'll hear a time from 1 to 6 minutes. Press the up and the down keys until you hear the shutoff time you want, then press the Enter key. If you select any other setting, you'll return to the ready prompt with the setting changed. To change another setup menu setting, press the menu key and then the right arrow key. Then repeat the selection process. To reset the menus to their default settings, hold the Shift key while pressing the Clear key. Note that examples in this tape use the default speech and setup menu settings. The default settings are the settings when you install batteries in the Language Master SE. They are keyboard echo on, key click on, speak letters normally, menu instructions on, use small type, 3-minute automatic shutoff, display letters normally, and display inflections. In particular, we strongly recommend that you keep the keyboard echo on throughout your learning sessions. That way, you will hear each key as you press it. Now go to Section 5, Hearing Words and Screens. Section 5, Hearing Words and Screens. In this section, you'll learn how to use the Language Master SE's speech keys, say and read. You'll also learn how to use the dynamic pronunciation guide, which pronounces words sound by sound. Because the Language Master SE is a fully speaking reference, you can hear any word and any screen, prompts, reference entries, game screens, help messages, dialogue boxes, any screen. Now let's hear screens. First, make sure you're at the ready prompt by pressing the clear key.
Ready.
Next, press the read key. It's the bar-shaped key at the far upper left.
Type in the word you want to look up, then press enter.
You heard the typing screen. Remember to press the read key whenever you want to hear a screen read aloud. Remember, too, that the read key turns reading off as well as on. Press the read key repeatedly to hear how it works. Now let's hear individual words. First, type the following word at the ready prompt.
T-H-A-N-K.
If you need to erase letters, press the back key. Next, press the say key. It's the oval key at the far left. You can also hear phrases and sentences by pressing the say key. Here's how. First, do not erase the word thank. Instead, type the following after it.
Space. Y-O-U.
Now press the say key.
Thank you.
You can also use the say key to hear single words that you've selected in reference entries. You'll learn how to select words from reference entries later in this tape. Now let's learn about another way to hear words, the Dynamic Pronunciation Guide. The Dynamic Pronunciation Guide, or DPG for short, pronounces words and phrases sound by sound. You can use the DPG for words you type at the ready prompt or words you select in reference entries. Let's try the second way now. You should still be at the typing screen with phrase thank you typed in. First, hold the shift key while pressing the say key.
Thank you.
Sa.
Like. T-H-N.
You're at a DPG screen. You hear a recorded human voice pronounce the sound for completely realistic pronunciation. Then you hear synthesized speech examples of that sound used in other words. Next, press the forward key to hear the next sound. The forward key is the key to the left of the space key.
Ah.
Like a in cat or a in man.
Next, press the forward key repeatedly to hear the remaining sounds. If you want to hear a previous sound, press the reverse key. When you're done, press the back key. Now go to Section 6, Checking Spellings. Section 6, Checking Spellings. In this section, you'll learn how to check and correct spellings. You'll also learn about the matchmaker keys, the question mark, and the asterisk. The Language Master SE automatically checks spellings whenever you type a word and press a reference key. The simplest way to spell check a word is to type it at the ready prompt and then press the enter key. If this word was misspelled, you'll get a list of correct spellings from which to choose. The question mark and the asterisk are called the matchmaker keys because they can be used to match letters and syllables that you don't know. First, let's spell check a word. Before you start, press the clear key to make sure you're at the ready prompt.
Ready.
Next, type the following letters.
A-K-S-H-U-N.
If you need to erase letters, press the back key. The back key is at the upper right with a raised dot on it. Next, press the enter key.
Correcting. Correction list. 7 entries. 8 action.
You're at a spelling correction list. Next, press the read key to hear the entire correction list.
A action, B action, C occasion, D actual, E actions, F options, D actually.
The tone indicates you're at the end of the list. Notice that each word is indexed to a letter. Next, press the A key to hear the first word.
A action.
To hear the correct spelling of action, hold the spell key now. The spell key is a bar-shaped key at the upper left.
A-C-T-I-O-N.
To hear action spelled with letters spoken as words, hold the shift key while pressing the spell key repeatedly.
Alpha, Charlie, Tango, India, Oscar, November.
To hear action spelled with its hyphenation points spoken, press the hyphen key. The hyphen key is a square key at the upper right.
A, C, hyphen, T, I, O, N.
To spell another word in the list, press its index letter, then press the spell key. Try it now if you like. You can also get reference entries for spelling correction words by selecting a word and then pressing the appropriate reference key. For instance, to find the dictionary entry, press the dictionary key, and so on. Try it now if you like. When you're done, press the clear key.
Ready.
Now let's learn how to use the matchmaker keys, question mark and asterisk. The question mark is called the letter detective because it can stand for an unknown letter in a word. When you're unsure of a letter, type a question mark in its place. You can type more than one question mark in a word, but each must stand for only one letter. Let's try it. First, type this word at the ready prompt.
C-O-N-C. Question mark, V-E.
The question mark key is located to the right of the space key. Next, press the enter key.
Matchmaker. Matchmaker list. 2 entries. A. Conceive.
Notice that like spelling correction lists, matchmaker lists are indexed to letters. Next, press the read key to hear the list.
A. Conceive. B. Conclave.
Next, press the A key to select and hear the first word.
A. Conceive.
Next, hold the spell key.
C-O-N-C-E-I-V-E.
If you want to get a reference entry for a word in the list, first select the word and then press the appropriate reference key. Try it now if you like. When you're done, press the clear key.
Ready.
Now let's learn about the other matchmaker key, the asterisk key. The asterisk key is called the fragment finder because it stands for syllables and series of letters, fragments of words. When you don't know how to spell a part of a word, type an asterisk in its place. Like the question mark, you can type more than one asterisk in a word. You can even type question marks and asterisks in the same word. Let's try it. First, type the following at the ready prompt.
M, I S asterisk B I.
The asterisk key is located above the question mark key. To type a capital M, hold the shift key while you press the M. Next, press the enter key.
Matchmaker. Matchmaker list. One entry. A. Mississippi.
Next, hold the spell key to hear the word Mississippi spelled.
Cap. M. I. S. S. I. S. S. I. B. B. I.
If you like, you can get the dictionary definition of Mississippi now by pressing the dictionary key, but you will learn about dictionary definitions in the next section. This is the end of side one. Turn the cassette over to begin side two.